Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see everyone out this morning. And today we're going to be starting a new mini-series on idolatry. And idolatry is something that we all struggle with, whether we know it or not. And that's what we're going to be getting into today. You know, last week we finished up our sermon series on defending the faith. And we took a look at how some pastors are not really good pastors or even pastors at all, and how dangerous that could be in our faith and into the church in America today. That is the greatest threat into the church in America today, are pastors. That may seem odd because pastors are called to be men and women of God. You know, we're called to be of God, to teach God's people all about what the Scripture teaches us and truth. But yet some pastors, they just do not do that. They don't honor God and the calling that He's placed upon their lives. And instead, they look to financial gain or other motivations other than our Lord as they do what they do. You know, as we finished up defending the faith, I hope that that series really helped you in knowing where your faith lies and how you can defend it against anything that comes your way. I hope that it gives you confidence to do just that, because we have to have that confidence knowing what we believe and why we believe it. And I pray that as we continue to go through this year, that God will bring us these questions that we can answer. And if anyone has a question that you would like for us to explore, please let me know. I'm open to diving into any question that anyone has. And I'm looking forward to doing that as God directs. But today we're going to transition into this new mini-series and this other facet of our faith that is so prevalent in our culture today. You know, when we look at sin and we see the destruction that it causes our souls, we must not only look at the sin that causes that destruction, but then we must recognize it, repent of it, and move away from that sin. We need to do that repentance because that repentance is so important. That moving away from it. You know, many pastors, including myself, have stood behind pulpits and we have made this statement that sin is sin, right? When God sees sin, it's equal. I have to tell you that I have been re-examining that statement and I don't know if that is entirely true. Why do I say that? I think that there are certain sins that God sees that are so demoralizing and so wrong that He doesn't look at that sin the way that He looks at others. It is something that brings so much discontentment to God that He treats it in a greater discontentment fashion. He sees it and He says, that is wrong. So what sin is it that God hates the most? There is a sin that God hates the most. And there is reason why He hates it like He does. So what is that sin? That sin is idolatry. Why does God hate idolatry more than any other sin that there is? Because idolatry is this. It is an image or representation of a god, lowercase, used as an object of worship. Anything that takes God's rightful place in our lives is an idol, and that is the reason why He hates idolatry more than anything else. He hates sin, but idolatry He hates all the more. You know, the Bible tells us that God is a jealous God. There is nothing in all of creation that comes close to the glory that is in God Himself. And many times we trade our relationship with God, we trade it for insignificant things that will bring us no satisfaction and absolutely no purpose. They have none. And an idol will always leave you what? An idol will always leave you empty, wanting more and more and more, and it will never, ever satisfy. We trade God's glory for these empty, meaningless things that will in the end be completely and totally destroyed. You know, many times people will look at the Ten Commandments given in Exodus 20, verses 3 through 17, and conclude from verse 4 that they have not made a graven image, that idolatry is something that they do not suffer from. It's not something that they fall into. I can check that one off and move on to something else. I do not idolize anything. There's no graven image that I have. There's nothing that I bow down and worship besides God alone. And they move on. But they fail to realize that there's more to idolatry than that graven image. So this morning we're going to start out in Exodus 20, verses 4 through 6. This is what God says. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth, beneath it, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of their fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. People will read these verses from Exodus 20 and they'll conclude exactly what I just said. That I don't have an image that I bow down to, therefore I'm going to mark it off. But you see, God gave these commandments to Moses. And let me tell you something. The heart of sinful man has not or will not ever change. If it was true in Moses' day, you better believe that it's true in 2022. That idolatry is alive and well, and many fall into that trap. When we look at verses 4 through 6, we can't really understand verses 4 through 6 unless we read verse 3. Because verse 3 of Exodus 20 is the foundation of all the commandments. Of everything that we know and everything that we do, verse 3 is where everything lies. And this is what verse 3 says. You shall have no other God before me. You shall have no other God before me. This is the foundation of every commandment that God has given us. God is first, period. Nothing else is going to take his place. No person, no thing, no want, no desire, nothing is going to take God's rightful place. Now, Jesus gave a condensed version of this commandment when religious leaders were trying to trap him in his words, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. In Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40, this is what we read. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, understand that expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. How do we do it? How do we love the Lord your God with all of our heart, soul, and mind? The only way we can do that is by living out Exodus 20, verse 3. You shall not have any other God before me. It's the only way we can live what Jesus has told us to do, to love the Lord your God and to love your neighbor as yourself. God is very clear that putting anything else before Him is idolatry. Even the good things that God has blessed us with can become idols in our lives if we let them. And in the goodness of God, He has blessed us abundantly. But if we allow those blessings to become something that they're not, and we begin to worship those blessings, we're allowing those blessings to take God's place. And that is idolatry. And He hates idolatry. So we must recognize that if there's anything in our life that has become an idol, we need to remove it and allow God back into His rightful place. Because it is His place, and nothing else can take it. Let's turn to the Old Testament here for just a moment and see what God has to say. Isaiah 44, verses 6 through 8. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first, and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people and what is yet to come. Yes, let him foretell what will come. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. God Himself says, I am the first and I am the last. There is no one like God. He is holy, He is righteous, He is just, and He has no equal. And because of His great character, God will not stand for anyone or anything taking His place. But many fall into the trap of idolatry. You know, there are a couple of things that are working together when we look at this sin and we look at the sin of idolatry. There are those who are looking to worship. Why? Because God has instilled it in each and every one of us. He has instilled in us the desire to worship Him. But yet, we don't worship Him sometimes when we replace Him for something else. Our desire to worship is there, and it's stirring us and it's pushing us. And sometimes we fall into idolatry. That is there. And today, we do not see shops full of graven images like there were in the scripture times. You know, and that's a sad thing because, make no mistake about it, there are those shops that are around that have those images that pull us into idolatry. You know, today, I could pull this thing out. I could go on Amazon, and by golly, I could have it delivered to my doorstep. I don't have to go and look for a shop. It can come straight to me. That's how easy it's become in our world today. Researching idolatry in the year 2022, I found a top 10 list of things that we idolize. And there are going to be things on this list that are very, very familiar to us. And then there are going to be some things that are kind of a shock. The first three are no surprise. The first three idols that we idolize today, or we make as idols, are money, sex, and power or influence. From the fall of man, these three things have been idols in human hearts. Make no mistake about it. Money, sex, and power. pushes a lot of people to do a lot of really horrible things. It impacts our relationships with one another, and it impacts our relationship with God. And it's easy to fall into these traps, but it's even more difficult to get out from underneath them. The lure of money, sex, and influence, they call out to us, but they will all leave you high and dry in the end. Money, it's easily lost. Sex, with beyond the constitution of marriage, it'll leave you empty. And influence and power, that is an absolute illusion. They will never provide what the human heart really desires. What is it that the human heart desires? The love of God. That's what every human heart desires. And our enemy, Satan, he will use these three idols to their fullest potential to pull people away from the love of God. Now, the next seven idols that I'm going to mention, they can change numerically from year to year. But they have all been on this top 10 list probably for the past 20-some years. And they're just as dangerous as the first three if we allow them to take the importance of God and move Him out of His rightful place. The first couple we're going to talk about are identity and physical appearance. This is something that has really exploded in the past few generations, our identity and our physical appearance. Maybe it has, I don't know. I wish I had my grandmother here. I'd like to interview her on what it was like back in her younger days. Did she worry about what she looked like, or did she really not care? I don't know. It's something to think about. But physical appearance and our identity, that is something that we struggle with today. And we will put that above the Lord and allow that to become idolatry. But beauty is fleeting. It's here today and gone tomorrow. I look back at some of the older pictures of people that put on, you know, people post pictures on Facebook, and you go, wow, look how we've changed over the years. I mean, heck, I look at myself in the mirror and I go, golly, there's another couple of gray hairs. I've earned every one of them, by the way. You have too. But we look at ourselves and we wonder, is that appearance and our physical appearance, is our physical appearance and our identity something that is what we consider truly important? I think that the older we get, we realize that it's really not. It's really our relationships, and especially our relationship with the Lord, that is the most important. But if we allow that to take God's place, it is idolatry, and we fall into that sin. You know, the next idol, I will predict, will be slipping more and more as the years progress. And I never thought that I would think that, but over the past couple of years, it's really happened. Job and status is the next idol we'll discuss. For generations, our status in society has been a big point of emphasis in people's lives. How they make their money and how much money they make, that progresses their jobs, and they try to climb that ladder of success, right? But that's kind of changed over the last couple of years with COVID. And just to be honest, when the government gives free money to people to stay home, job and status starts to slide a little bit. And we've seen that happen. But jobs and status in society and in our culture, that is something that pushes us. I mean, when I was in school, you talk about going to college and getting your degree so that you can make a good living for your family. Those things are not bad, but when we allow those things to take us to places that we never thought we would go, that can be troublesome. And trying to stay above the Joneses is something that we've fought with for many generations. And we see the fruit of that creeping into our culture and in our country. We've seen the fruit of status as an idol. And we worship that idol, but that idol will always leave us wanting more. Jobs and status. I believe it's slipping, but it's still there. Now, other idols that were on the top 10 list of idols in 2020, this should not be a big surprise to us, is entertainment and technology. Entertainment and technology have been growing in the American culture for a lot of years now. What's the newest version of the iPhone? What's the newest game system that's available? How can I upgrade my computer? Whatever else comes on the scene next. You know, these are all things that are tied to worship, and it's something that we relentlessly pursue. But really, for what? I mean, the pleasure's there for a second, but it's gone. The newness wears off, and it becomes old news then. We're always looking for something faster, better, and on and on and on. And entertainment, I mean, the entertainment choices that we have today are limitless. I mean, there are streaming anything you want on the internet, and you can get it that quick, that fast. But is it good for us? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Because it can easily take God's place and really consume our time, and really we wouldn't even have any idea that it was consuming our time. Because time goes by really, really fast when you're on a screen. What about comfort? Oh, comfort in America. Compared to any other country in the world, we are the most comfortable people on the planet. And guess what comfort does to us? It will lull you to sleep. It will lull you to sleep. And when we become tired and sleepy Christians, guess what we don't do? We do not keep our focus on the Lord, and we do not do what He's asking us to. Why? Because it is so much easier to sit on the couch. This is a comfortable spot. I don't have to move. I can walk into the kitchen. I can cook anything I want. I can open the refrigerator. I can get a cold drink. If a cold drink's not what I want, I can have hot chocolate on a cold day like today and stay inside and be comfortable. But comfort can be a quick idol that we fall into, and it will lull us to sleep. Now, the next one is going to kind of shake some people up here a little bit, and I do not want to offend anybody. I'm trying not to, but I'm just going to speak the truth. Another idol that we face in America today, family and children. Oh boy. How can that be an idol? When we allow our family and our children to take the place of Almighty God, it becomes an idol pretty fast. And this is something that we struggle with today. It really is. It's something that we struggle with today. Because if we allow our family and our children to take that place of Almighty God and push Him to the side and do things on Sunday when it's supposed to be God's day, it can easily become an idol. And that can be a very big problem in our society today. Many of us remember when, by golly, if you were in sports, it happened generally Monday through maybe Saturday morning sometimes. But Sunday was completely and totally off limits. Not anymore. Not anymore. Sunday is taken up, and it can be problematic and troublesome. We want our children to succeed. We want them to be playing in these sports, but then sports become on Sunday and can come before church, and that can be hard. It can be very difficult. Now, these are just 10. Top 10 idols. There are so many more. I mean, anything can become an idol in our life if we allow it to. But as we begin to finish up here and close, with so many idols and so many images that we have, and we continue to bow down to them, creating things and images in our own minds, it happens all the time. Idolatry is not something that we should take lightly and say that we don't fall into that category because we don't have a graven image that we bow down to. I don't walk into people's homes and see graven images sitting on the mantle, but there are so many more idols out there that we don't realize. We trade the divine God who holds creation in his hands for these empty, meaningless things. We turn our back on him for things that are going to be destroyed one day. So what do we do with this message today? What do we take away from our message today? We need to examine our lives, truly look at what is taking our attention, our time, our money, and ask ourselves some hard questions. Is this an idol in my life? And if it is, we need to walk away from it. Put it down. And run back to God. Run back to him. Because he's waiting there with open arms. And when we look at those things and we turn away from them, God's waiting, isn't he? He's always waiting. He never leaves his children out in the cold and afraid. He's always right there if we would turn to him. We have to remember that God said, "I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God." Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so very much for your goodness and your grace today. Father, and I pray that as we talk about idolatry and idols in our life, that it is something that we take seriously. Father, help us to recognize what it is that may be taking your place, and help us, give us the strength and the encouragement to walk away from that. Father, and as we do, you're going to use us in a mighty and powerful way. Your goodness and your grace, they overshadow everything that you do. Father, help us to walk in a new way this week. Father, we love you. We thank you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.